So, Dragon Fork well. We did a pump test. So the first time, I mean, last time we had a meeting, we did a pump test, but we just turned it on next year for it. Since the pump out of the free streak well, we removed. We did a 48-hour pump test, and within about the first 2 hours, so remember, our Grand Fork is artesian. So as soon as we pump it, the level dropped down to about 280, around there. And after about the first 2 hour period, it was probably around 285, 286. And then those levels for the next 46 hours, they went down to right up 300, the final was about 305. So Brigham Fork's, you know, and we're getting about 110 gallons a minute. The way it currently is with the pump of 440 feet, because we have the obstruction tool of 500 feet, and we have another obstruction of 800 by 15. So there's still a considerable amount of water coming through there. We pulled a number of samples for the iron bacteria. So that we pulled an initial sample when we first started, and that'll give us the iron content that's in the casing. And then we pulled a sample after about 3 hours, we pulled another sample, which then starts giving us what starts coming out of the formation. And then we pulled another third sample towards the end of the 48 hours. And then part of that, we also had Larry come up and pull a water quality sample to see what just the quality of water would pass. And so it did. We fell on the water. We're not using it, so it doesn't matter, but it didn't pass the test. We have two main reasons above the threshold on the vision drinking water is the sulfates and the turbidity of the water. And they know that's actually
stink
considerably.
Does the water smell like
initially
sulfur?
When you first smell it, you just smell like that's one of the bacteria, but you can smell it.
Does it smell like sulfur?
I don't notice the sulfur smell initially, but you remember when we turned it off 3 years ago, it was complex of sulfur. Sulfur smell.